Welcome back. It's kind of like the Super Bowl for Interfaith Social Services every year, their Feed the Hungry Gala. This year, it's December the 5th, so it is coming up quick. Rick Doan's here to give us a little information about this year's event and how you might be able to participate. Is that a good description, Rick?
That is an accurate description. It's been a crazy couple weeks building up to
it. Yes, yeah.
Like, this is already a crazy time of the year.
Right.
And with the SNAP food crisis, we have just seen such... Luckily, things are getting better now.
Okay, I was going to ask, before we talk about anything else, what is the current situation with SNAP? Yeah.
So, SNAP funds are flowing to people.
Okay.
But a lot of the people who were reaching out to help haven't needed to come to food pantries. So there's a lot of people. It's SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. So it's supplementing people's incomes. And there are some people who get that, and many people are able to just make do with that.
Okay.
There's a lot of people, especially those with larger families, who it's not enough, and they need to come to food pantries in addition. So we were registering four times as many new clients. We were serving double the number of people we normally serve at the beginning of the month. It was pretty rough.
Pretty stressful.
Yeah.
I know folks were really, there was a lot of fear. People were afraid they weren't going to be able to feed their families, right?
They were rightfully so. I got a call from a mom of a two-year-old, a single mom, who had no food in their home.
Oh boy.
And they'd never been to a food pantry before. Her gratitude, letting her know about our food pantry and other food pantries in the area.
Right.
She was just so grateful. She left her house right then to go get food.
Okay, yeah. So that saved her in that situation, really.
We're a safety net to a safety net.
Right.
SNAP is the safety net, and food pantries are the next one, and we were trying to sustain everybody for a couple weeks there.
Now, this is a temporary fix, right? It's only till the end of January.
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
Well, but I'm sure you are in the back of your mind, right?
Well, we're thinking of that long term, that we're looking for an additional building in Quincy.
Oh, really?
So
yeah, we've talked about this before.
Actually. We need another location for our food pantry, and so... But there's so few locations available. We want to move our food pantry there. We want to get rid of the line of cars and walkers and have people be able to park and come in. So we're trying to stay in front of this increased need by looking for that additional space.
Okay. Do you have the food to fill a bigger space?
Yeah, actually, I mean, the Greater Boston Food Bank, we've talked with them, and as soon as we find that space, they're able to start bringing in some of that additional food.
Okay. So I'm sure you're anticipating folks that did reach out for the first time may continue to do so in the future, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
But this time of year is always, there's a lot of people who are new to the area and are reaching out for the first time. People who are struggling. A lot of the people who come to us are going through some sort of health crisis.
Okay.
And that's, you know, that somebody had to stop working, they had to stop working, then they're struggling to make ends meet, they need to come to the food pantry.
Yep.
So especially those with kids, looking for that help around this time of year with holiday gifts, that our food pantry and many of the others see an increase in need.
Okay. Of course, with the healthcare industry, we're looking at the possible loss of subsidies there as well.
Yeah. And so, anytime something like that happens, you'll see those changes. People might lose healthcare.
Right.
And then, or it costs more for healthcare, and that forces them to come to food pantries.
Because it cuts into their food budget. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
It makes the Feed the Hungry Gala all that much more important this year, right?
It definitely does. It's a whole different, I think it's hit home for a lot of people. We talk about the Feed the Hungry Gala where we are feeding hungry people, but we're also providing mental health counseling. We are doing homelessness prevention, and the funds from this gala support all of our programs, but our food pantry is our largest program.
Certainly, yeah.
But for many people, these issues have really hit close to home. They have loved ones who are struggling to pay for rent, who are on the verge of eviction, who they never knew were in need of emergency food since this crisis happened.
Is it like 1 in 8, I think, Massachusetts residents, something
one,
like that?
I think it's 1 in 8 nationally. I think it's 1 in 6 in Massachusetts.
1 in 6, okay.
Maybe I'm mixing those up.
All right.
Either way, it's a million people.
It's a million people.
A million people in Massachusetts depend on SNAP.
Yes.
And that's not counting people who are undocumented.
Yes.
If somebody is undocumented, they cannot get SNAP benefits. They are not utilizing that program, so they need to turn to food pantries to get that help,
so
because there's no
other
way.
At least a million people, probably.
At least a million that are depending on SNAP.
Yep.
There are a lot more than that that need food pantries.
Okay. And there are 6 million people total in the state.
Right.
Roughly.
So it must be 1 in 6.
It's 1 in 6.
Yeah, there we go.
So there
All right.
Go.
We figured it out.
Figured that out. Feed the Hungry is, I mean, it's fun that night, right?
Yeah.
It's all about entertainment and having a good time, but it's there's a deeper message as well.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah.
We hope people leave the event knowing more about what's going on in the community, the need that exists in the community, and a connection to it. You know, there's so many people who see everything going on in the world and feel helpless. They see changes, they see policies that they don't agree with, they see need, and they feel like, what can I do? And coming to an event like this, being with a room full of people, being able to collectively do something together, there's an endorphin boost.
For sure.
It feels good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're helping, you literally are helping your neighbor.
That's exactly right.
You know, you don't receive any government funding.
We used to.
Yeah.
And that got cut.
Right.
Now we get no government funding.
Right.
Yeah.
So truly, the money that's donated is definitely going through you to the people who need it the most. Right?
You know, and that's directly, we don't get any federal or state funding. The city of Quincy is a partner.
Okay.
They support, you know, the mayor and the city support our events, and we're really grateful for that support.
Yes, that's super.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that night. It's Friday, December 5th.
Yes.
Granite Links again?
Granite Links,
okay.
They are the best partner. We love working with Granite Links.
Nice.
It's a beautiful room, beautiful venue, great food.
Yes.
I mean, it's called Feed the Hungry Gala.
Right.
So we have breweries coming in. We have wine tasting. We have a bunch of different restaurants. There's oysters, there's sushi from Fuji, there's Dottie's, there's
Soup
Victory
to nuts.
Point. There is.
Yeah.
There is a lot of options to choose from. And also, we pay for a lot of food for Granite Links to provide as well.
Okay.
So they do a tasting station, but we have tons of past hors d'oeuvres, and it's you can't go away hungry at an event called Feed the Hungry.
That's right. And it's not sit down formal, right? This is like you're milling around having a good time and
cocktail style.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
Okay.
Where if you donate at a certain level, you get a reserve table.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we want to build that incentive in.
Okay.
So it's people who donate at a certain level get a table that they can sit at.
Ah.
But everybody else, I mean, it's very interactive.
Yeah.
It's trying out the foods. It's playing games. It's doing all of that fun stuff.
We have pictures from last year.
We do.
You can show
yeah.
folks if they had never been to give them a kind of a sense for what happens that night. So tell us what we're
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, we have breweries that are in the room. We have 3 different breweries this year that will be doing tastings.
Nice.
We also do welcome cocktail and mocktail.
Okay. So for
the non-alcoholic
those
I don't drink.
Brew, yep. Okay.
So I'm grateful for a mocktail.
Sure.
But yeah, really great local partners that are doing this.
Nice, nice. Let's check another one here. See, we have some games. What's going on here?
We do. So this game is sponsored by Dunkin'.
Okay.
So it's Dunkin' for Ducks.
I gotcha.
And we are grateful for the Carvalho brothers and sponsoring this event. That's one of our volunteers, Gail, showing somebody that they just won.
Oh, all right.
A prize. So you go fishing for ducks. And if you turn one over and it's a winner, you'll get a $25 gift card or a $50 gift card.
Nice.
Or a nice bottle of wine.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so some nice gifts as well.
There is. Yeah. And it's many local businesses that support.
Enjoy. Looks like a festive atmosphere in the background there, too, with the lighting.
Very festive. Yeah. And you'll see they have blinky necklaces on.
Okay.
So the necklaces that they're wearing, that's one of the games we do. And the winner gets a $500 gift card.
What?
So that is it's a good prize.
All right.
And it's our board of directors that sponsors that every year.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple more here.
So this is Katie. She is putting ornaments on the giving tree.
Giving tree.
Every one of those ornaments represents a gift for a child.
Okay.
But people pick up the ornament. They pay $25 for the ornament.
Okay.
They pick it up and if they win, they get a prize. If not, at least they purchased a gift for one of the kids in our food pantry.
Oh, how do you win on this?
So we have all, if you look behind Katie,
yes.
The ornaments are sitting behind her, And when you pay to play the game,
yes.
you get to flip one over.
Oh,
and 50% of them say winner.
Gotcha.
And you get one of the prizes.
Okay. Well, you've really put a lot of thought into this.
Well, we spend all year. This is our most important night of
right,
the year.
Obviously.
So we really put a lot of effort into it. We work with an event planner.
Okay.
But the auction is one of our cornerstone pieces of the event. Local businesses donate. Local individuals donate. Mm. And this year, they put together a Rick's Picks package. So I said, these are my favorite things.
Oh.
So somebody can win a Costco gift card.
Okay.
Because that's one of my favorite places to go.
Okay.
Lego gift card, a Lego set. Just a few of the things I like. But we have hotel stays, casino stays. We have sports tickets. Actually, right now, we have our raffle that's open for Patriots tickets.
Oh, really?
Okay. The game occurs before the event.
Oh.
So we're raffling off some really good seats, some Patriots tickets.
I see a nice Bruins jersey there that caught my eye in the background.
Yeah, every year we have a really great selection of stuff.
Super, yeah. Do you know what game it is? What Patriots game?
They'll have to go to our website.
Okay.
People have to go to our website and go to our Feed the Hungry Gala page, and then they can bid on it or join our email list.
Is there a live auction also?
So these are people who are bidding.
Oh,
those people are raising their paddle saying, I'm going to donate.
Ah, okay.
So it's called a fund the need or a paddle raise.
Gotcha.
And we get up there and we talk about the different programs that we do, and we quantify it where we say, with $10,000, this is what we can do.
Yes.
With $100, this is what we can do. And people know that, like, whatever they're passionate about, they can raise their paddle and they can donate for that specific thing.
If it's the food pantry, if it's the counseling center,
exactly.
if it's the thrift shop, or fuel assistance, housing.
I mean, homelessness prevention is our big.
Okay.
It's one of the areas that's grown so much.
Yeah.
And so many people who are facing homelessness have to come to the food pantry. Whether they're being evicted or not.
There's a bigger picture going on than just we need some food, right?
It's interconnected.
There's a reason.
Yeah. The lack of affordable housing is causing more people to come to food pantries.
Sure. And there's entertainment as well.
There is live music.
Yes.
We have great bands that perform every year. We have, it's really fun. It's a fun time.
How many folks are you expecting this year?
We sell out every year.
Okay.
So if people are interested in going, they should go to our website and buy a ticket.
Okay.
Because right around Thanksgiving, that week before the event, we're looking at it building up to that week. And once we hit, in years past, we've said about 350, 375. We're allowing it to get up to 400.
Wow. Okay.
Once it hits 400 people, we're going to turn it off on the website.
Okay.
And then people will just have to make a donation.
Okay, I was just going to say you can donate anytime, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do both, right? You can donate and go that night, or just donate, or just go that night.
Everybody can.
Yeah.
Galas are not for everybody,
right?
And we recognize that because people don't like to listen to live music and eat good food. but, you know, there are people who can't go or they're out of town, and they can support our efforts. And just one of the things I wanted to say is a thank you to everybody in Quincy and throughout the South Shore who sustained us during these past few weeks during the SNAP crisis.
Did they reach out right away?
We had such an influx of donations while we were seeing the increase in demand, and it allowed us to keep bringing in fresh produce, keep bringing in eggs, to be able to tell our food pantry manager, you don't have a budget, just keep going.
Gotcha.
Reaching out to local other local vendors, food vendors, that have kept us supplied. We couldn't have done it without all the donations we've received.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you have a lot of sponsors for Feed the Hungry you'd like to talk about, right?
We do. Yeah. So, I mean, our biggest is Arbella.
Okay.
Arbella has been one of our biggest supporters for many years. And we couldn't survive as an organization, you know, as long as we have without them. Not only their financial donations, but their volunteers.
Yes.
They send volunteers every month. And they're going to be at the office this next week packing bags for Thanksgiving distribution because we'll be distributing Thanksgiving meal packages to 1,700 households in that week before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And so it's a community effort to make that happen.
Excellent. About how much does Feed the Hungry raise, Rick?
So Feed the Hungry, our goal is 400,000.
Wow. Okay.
And we go into the room starting that event every year, mm-hmm. and we still have another couple hundred thousand dollars that we need to raise.
Okay.
And so it's all of those people raising their paddles, all the games people are playing.
Yes.
That's what puts us over and helps us reach our goal.
Okay, so that's a crucial event then, for sure.
It's a crucial event, and it doesn't work unless people are there.
Do you know how many years now this has been?
We're going on 30 years that we've been doing that event.
Okay.
Maybe even more.
Is that right?
I don't remember.
Well, Interfaith's only been around for, 75?
So. Yeah, yeah.
So at least
30. It's going on 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Long time.
Long time, yeah. After Feed the Hungry, it's all about the holidays, right?
After Feed the... Well, yeah, and even right now. Mm. By the time we... So we are... We will help 1,300 children for the holidays this year.
Okay.
And so we depend on sponsors from the community to purchase those gifts for those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Houses of Worship will do toy drives. They'll do giving trees, bring those gifts in. So it is an amazing community effort to see that happen every year.
That's great. Again, there's a separate website just for Feed the Hungry, right?
So yeah, folks, but they can link to it right from, if they go to interfaithsocialservices.org, they can go on there and find out about other ways to help out.
Certainly.
Whether it's volunteering or donating food or donating clothing or household goods. We do it all except for furniture and baby items.
Okay.
Baby items like high chairs and things like
they
that.
They expire, actually, right?
They do.
Yeah.
There's legal constraints where you can't resell them. And also, our thrift shop is a boutique-style store,
mm-hmm.
so we just don't have space for couches and beds and things like that.
Okay, you'll need a bigger building for that pretty soon.
Yeah, working on it. We're working on it.
I'll just give you a call, right, as well.
Yeah, anybody out there that has suggestions for space for an addition for our food pantry, let me know.
Okay.
Because it's a tough market out there right now, finding somewhere to go.
And yeah, there's a lot of residential, not a whole lot of commercial.
Right.
At least in the immediate area, right? But you want to stay in Quincy, I'm assuming.
Well, we need to.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where our clients are.
Sure.
We don't want to abandon our clients. And so we are looking for somewhere here in Quincy where we can go.
And near public transportation.
Yeah. And we are keeping our building.
Okay.
This is an additional location where we will relocate our food pantry.
Gotcha. All right. Good to talk to you, Rick, as always. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
Hope you have a very successful event again this year.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And same to you. And look for Rick's picks.
That's right. Amongst many other packages.
Okay.
I'm the most excited about that one. I hope my wife is bidding on it.
Thanks again.